Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hello, I'm Philip Stevens. I'm from Paignton and I'm on the games development course.
Hi Philip, why have you decided to pursue a career in the games industry and what made you want to attempt that with Train to Game?
Well, I've been gaming since I was about three, starting with the Mega Drive and the NES and the SNES, and I just kind of couldn't find anything else I was that passionate about, and the courses aren't nowhere near me, so it would have cost me a lot to go, say, live in London and train there or train anywhere else in the UK, so Train to Game was ideal because you can learn from home.
Why did you decide to take the game development course in particular?
I think it was mainly because I got into programming while I was studying my college course. I found that I like sitting there in front of the computer making things work and then being proud of people enjoying what I've created.
And what were you doing before you started the Train to Game course, and indeed what are you doing now around it?
Well, I was managing a double A-level course around it, and I finished that. I'm now currently with the job centre trying to find a job to do around the course.
So how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around the rest of your life?
It's quite easy, really. It's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Since you're able to study in your own time, you can study for a bit, pop over to your local job centre or an interview, come back, continue studying. It's really flexible.
And how do you find the studying compared to the way you studied at college?
I do think the studying when you're on your own is a lot different from when you're, say, in a college or university environment, but the forums and Skype, it really helps you as you're able to talk to other students as you would in the classroom.
And what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
I'd probably say learning about DirectX, as it really showed me how the programming works on the Xbox as well as games for Windows.
And we spoke to you midway through the game jam, the Train to Game game jam, back in March. Looking back at that, how do you think it benefited you?
I think it benefited me a lot, really. I sort of lacked motivation before I went, and I got there and I got all my motivation back, plus some more. And I got some experience in a team that I'd never previously met, and we managed to come together and we made a good project, as did everyone.
Once you finished your Train to Game course, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
Probably starting off with some work experience from anywhere, really. Even DR Studios or Lionhead offer a good sort of apprenticeship type learning style work experience, and then go on from there up to a junior programmer and onwards.
And finally, we're midway through the year. What do you want to achieve with Train to Game before the end of 2011?
Preferably to start doing the portfolio projects and then look for a team to work in and start making some games for portfolio.
Great. Thanks for your time, Philip.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.